The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Of the more than 10,000 known species of ants in the world, one of the most amazing and best known is the leafcutter ant of the American tropics. This is a species that will climb high into a tree, cut off a piece of leaf that can weigh many times its own weight, and carry it all the way down to the ground into a subterranean nest, where other workers will take it and chew it up. But less than a century ago, scientists discovered that all of this work is not to feed themselves. That's right, the ants cannot eat the leaves. Instead, they chew them up, spit them out, and literally use them as food for the fungi that they are farming. This gray, porous fungi serves as their home as well as their food source. But very recently, scientists have discovered that the fungi can get diseases. And the only thing that stops the growth of that disease is a natural antibiotic. The fungi doesn't carry the antibiotic. Their farmer pals, the ants, carry it. By looking very, very closely at the abdomen of the workers, they saw a faint whitish dust. And that, in fact, is the antibiotic. When rubbed on the fungi, protects it from diseases and preserves it for the future.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.